UK to fight energy crisis by buying gas from the United States, report. By Peter Cattell on November 8, 2022. After re-implementing a ban on fracking in the United Kingdom, a report has claimed the British government is planning on alleviating its crippling energy crisis by buying natural gas from the United States. Talks regarding a so-called energy security partnership agreement that would allow the United Kingdom to buy billions of cubic meters of gas, much of it will likely be from fracking, from the United States are reportedly in their final stages, a report on Tuesday has claimed. It comes shortly after the UK's Tory party government under newly minted Prime Minister Rishi Sunak re-implemented a ban on fracking in England, despite the country facing the possibility of rolling blackouts this winter due to a Europe-wide energy shortage. While British politicians seem extremely reticent to avail of the country's own natural resources to defeat the ongoing crisis, according to a report by The Telegraph, authorities are now reportedly aiming to solve their energy problems by simply buying gas from America. Sources from inside the government have allegedly told the publication that an agreement to buy liquefied natural gas, LNG, from the world superpower is nearly complete, with the agreement having previously been due to be announced back in October before the untimely political demise of former Prime Minister Liz Truss. Overall, British officials are hoping that the agreement would allow the UK to buy around 10 billion cubic meters of gas from the United States, though this figure has yet to be finalized. This energy security partnership is meanwhile set to be built by the Biden administration in the US as some sort of green energy investment scheme that will aim to push renewables in the two countries in the face of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The Telegraph reportedly predicts that news of the deal will go down extremely poorly with the UK's opposition parties, who are likely to attack PM Sunak for trying to import more fossil fuels while attending the COP27 climate conference in Egypt. However, with the UK's national grid warning that there could be blackouts this winter between 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. on particularly cold days should European energy supplies dwindle, it appears that Sunak may not have much of a choice in the matter should he wish to keep his country's lights on. With that being said, many critics of the current government would have thought a similar thing in regard to fracking in England, which has long been heralded as a way of boosting UK energy security in the face of an ever more unstable world. While the short-lived Truss government did indeed unban the technology in England for such purposes, Sunak very quickly re-implemented the ban upon entering number 10. There is no sign that the technology will return to the country anytime soon, with Sunak instead telling world leaders at 27 Colombian pesos this week that global instability in the face of the Ukraine war gives them an even greater excuse to push their green agenda. The government has meanwhile even opened the doors to giving climate reparations to the likes of Pakistan due to the fact that Britain industrialized before other nations did. We industrialized first and we appreciate the rest of the world needs to be able to bring themselves along as well, Business Secretary Grant Shapps remarked regarding the issue. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.